Wire's first album, They Threw Us All in a Trench and Stuck a Monument on Top, was just about as direct as they come. The 9-track album blasted you back and left just as quickly, kicking out the jams in under 30 minutes before letting a 4-second loop run for another 20, leaving the listener wondering what the hell was going on long after they'd already left the building. Following that album, the group went through a lineup change, and the following They Were Wrong, So We Drowned was a bit more inconsistent, sounding like the work of a group who hadn't quite figured out which direction they wanted to go in. Drums Not Dead is the newest work from the trio, and despite some tracks that take immediate hold, it's another album that takes a little bit of simmering to really sink in. It's easily the most varied release from the group, mixing everything from slow burn atmospherics to tribal, crowdy pounding into a single flowing album that ebbs and flows like nothing they've ever done before. After the stewing Be Quiet Mount Heart Attack, which seems like it's on the verge of exploding but never does, the release takes off with the pummeling Let's Not Wrestle Mount Heart Attack, where hyper-repetitive drums pound away under ringing metallic drones and howling vocals. After a slight cool-down piece, the album goes through what is probably my favorite section, mainly because the songs are a bit more subtle. Drum gets a glimpse, mixes shimmering, quiet guitars with some lovely soft percussive work and lamenting vocals, while It Fit When I Was a Kid is a dark and playful romp that mixes creepy but evocative vocals with a throbbing bass and sparse but effective chimes.
You were walking in the snow, down the street from your front door. I jumped the neighbor's fence at dawn. Cross your lawn, use the diamond on the glass, slithered slowly through the dark, made my way up all your stairs, crystals flying everywhere.
From there, the album is just as varied, moving through everything from gurgling bubbles of electronic to meandering slow burns and a short track that feels more like a toss-off than anything fully developed. Drum and the Uncomfortable Can is the song closest to their older work, and it mixes the tribal drumming and chanted vocals of They Were Wrong, So We Drowned with the hazy, squalling feedback that the new album employs so much.
Muster up the strength, fight a fairy snake, throw the sacred palm, jazz him in the teeth, dress up like a man, paint your golden face, slip down through the cracks, break the perfect fence, lease a bullet train, ride it through the circle box. Landed in the sea, shark infested sea, swimming to the rocks, find a sunken box, tell a mermaid no, try the whales.
Interestingly enough, the most surprising and one of the best tracks on the entire album is the closer of The Other Side of Mount Heart Attack, which shows off a delicate side of the group that I didn't know existed. Rounding out the release for the group is a DVD with a whopping 3 different sets of videos for each song on the album. The work on the DVD is varied, including everything from claymation to live and studio footage of the band, and one that follows a snail, which will either have you turning the DVD off quickly or settling in for the oddly hypnotic journey. I spent quite a bit of time now with Drums Not Dead, and oddly enough, the tracks I come back to the most are the quieter ones for the most part. A bit of the album still seems to keep me at arm's length, and while I don't enjoy it quite as much as some who've already written about it, it's an interesting new release from a group who refuses to sit still.